Fancy.
Scum. Nice. Subhuman scum.
Yeah, like one of the few that actually got a degree and was able to use it in their field that they work in.
How much of your degree do you use doing this, do you think?
20%, I guess.
20%. All right.
Close enough.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Listening to Sapnin' Podcast.
Sapnin'! You are listening to episode 255 of Sapnin' Podcast, featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and sorry I'm a downer, but I feel like someone is haunting me.
It might be me.
Well, worst case scenario, if you have my voodoo doll, give me a hug.
If I had a voodoo doll of you, I would dissect it slowly, stitch by stitch.
Ooh.
And then I'd punch every stitch as well. Then I'd cover the doll in vinegar, so that would hurt. And then I'd cover
smell.
It in petrol and smell. But then I'd get rid of that smell with the lovely, lovely dulcet tones of petrol. And then I'd set fire to the fucking voodoo doll.
Great start for Friday the 13th.
Oh, yes! Don't even know. Hey, accidentally evil. Yes! Yes, if you haven't guessed, and hopefully you haven't because you don't understand what Morgan's talking about, this week's guests are the fantastic Loveless.
Yes, and a warning. These two are on level, if not more, chaotic than we are. You're in for another wild one, and we'll get to that, but Loveless are fastly becoming everyone's favorite band and latest obsession. You might be a fan of their viral TikTok covers, unhinged personalities, or original material combining pop hooks with emo sensibilities and lyrics you just want to scream in a crowded room with your friends. In their short 3 years together, they have created a cult dedicated fan base you only see with legacy bands, and they are onto something very, very special. We got the chance to hang out with them on the first date of their UK tour just recently in Cardiff, and we had to get some laughing, learn more about them, and embrace all the chaos. And it seemed like we'd made some genuine friends in that conversation.
Yes, I like to think so. I couldn't believe that we turned up and Tristan from Florence Black from Merthyr Tydfil was driving them. But yes, it was a fucking fantastic time. Thank you very much to Julian and Dylan. We had a great laugh. I messaged Dylan after thanking him for his time. And he got back saying he enjoyed it very much. So it was an absolutely chaotic chat where he kind of leaked some information about what's going on with Loveless. And then at the same time, we just had the most bonkers conversation that didn't involve Loveless at the same time. So that was fantastic. I had a great time with them, and I hope I get to do another one soon.
Yes, we literally talk about everything from road stories to stage injuries, their new single Picasso, balloons, some secrets, imaginary elephants, and just to clear anything up, any conversations about a third party person is all alleged. So allegedly, you're going to see why I've put that in, because it's a laugh.
We're just having a laugh and a joke. It's comedy. Hey. You can't joke about anything anymore. I'm getting that out now. Oh, wait. If I Do you know what? Guys, the government and Big Pharma are trying to kill you.
No.
What I've done is now, see what I've done is now. When I get cancelled now for that, I can just go, oh, but that's Big Pharma and, same thing there. Anyway.
We've got a lot of mutual friends with these guys as well, from Hot Milk to a recent guest, The Word Alive. And as you mentioned, Tristan from Front Black, who drove him, and we're hoping to get him on the podcast pretty soon as well. So there's a whole bloody wild collection between all of this. But before we get into the conversation, just a little reminder, if you want to support us in any way, please go and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sapnin. You know, October is spooky season, right? Everyone likes to trick or treat and have a little bit of Halloween surprises.
Don't trick us, treat us. Oh, go on.
Yeah, that's good, actually. I should have used that. Our Patreon page are doing a Halloween Zoom party with each other, where they're all just going to go and hang out and have a laugh in spooky season fashion, and want more people to get involved. So if you fancy giving back to the podcast, helping us continue to make this each and every week, and make some new friends, emo goth style, head over to patreon.com/sapnin to get involved. And make sure to give us a follow and share this episode in your Instagram stories, post about it, and wherever you can, at Sapnin Pod on Instagram and the app formerly known as a Twitter. But let's get straight into it. This is Julian and Dylan of Loveless on episode 255 of Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You don't know how hard I wanted to go. Dylan, you son of a bitch! You've got to be sick of you now. I wonder if he's sick of you now. That should have been a question.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sapnin.
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 Yes. Sapnin. That was a little bit Irish, I think.
Sapnin.
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 Sapnin there, lad. That's not bad, though. I enjoyed it, yes. But yes, joining us at this time is Julian and Dylan
from the Fantastic Loveless.
Hey.
How are you guys? Hello.
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
As you can see, I'm a little bit hyped as the monster courses through my veins at the moment.
No, you picked up a pink monster to be extra emo as well. So
yeah, I love the pink one. Yeah. What is the pink one? What does that taste like?
Sweets. So it's like
as they often do.
What's it called? Something punch.
Fruit punch?
No, it's it might just be called pink punch, actually.
Passion fruit?
It's delicious, no.
No?
It's
no.
Very I don't know.
Artificial?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very artificial. Yeah. Well, it's monster.
It's delightful,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Telling me monster doesn't taste natural?
Depends on what your definition of nature
shocking
is.
Shocking revelation.
Did you guys ever do Warp Tour or any of that?
I didn't.
I mean, not as Loveless. I did back in the day.
Yeah. Did you ever have the Monster water in cans.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
How did
it
still taste slightly of Monster?
I don't know. Maybe they were reusing cans.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
It must have been.
Yeah. Recycling old actual Monster Energy cans or some shit. I don't know.
Unless they had a guy with a pipette who was like, for every full can, he
just a little.
It's like microdosing.
They'll never know.
Yeah. And it's just loads of kids like, this water's fucking brilliant.
How would they know?
There's a trend going on TikTok right now where people just like, they're like, I'm going to make water. And then they put like fruit punch mix in it. And they're like, if you're mad that I call this water, then get a life. And it's like, I'm not mad. You're making something
that's
else.
That's not water.
That's not squash. Water anymore. Yeah. It's like mermaid juice. And great. Have fun.
They've all got the same cup as well.
Like giant like 48 ounce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's actually
just
it looks
just look,
sugar, calorie, water.
Just go to a 7-Eleven, get a big gulp full of every flavor of soda that's in the machine, and that's pretty much what you're doing.
I used to do that a lot.
But you didn't call it water.
I'm fully hydrated in water.
Well, since we started on this Monster hype, one really important thing we need to really begin with is yesterday, I believe you took the biggest UK delicacy and actually tried the Greggs sausage roll.
I did. I did try the Greggs sausage roll, as did you.
That wasn't my first time.
No.
I've been eating Greggs every time I've come over here for a long time. Yeah. But he gave a review, actually.
Nice. I did, yeah.
Well, how did it go?
It was good. I thought the vegan one kind of tasted like fish almost.
Okay.
And I thought, I definitely thought that the non-vegan one had a much better crust on the outside because probably they put like butter on it.
To be fair, though, he didn't try them hot.
Yeah, they weren't fresh.
They didn't make them fresh for me.
And they were a bit
lukewarm. So that was unfortunate because I feel like your experience would have been quite
very
good.
Much so.
And apparently, Eamon, our merch guy, like walked up and was like, this isn't hot. And the guy like rolled his eyes and was like, okay.
Oh, no. That wasn't Eamon. That was somebody else. Because Eamon
got... Was that Steven?
It may have been Steven because Eamon got an onion and cheese bake fresh out the oven.
Ooh.
And that goes hard.
Sounds good.
My first time, my friend took me there and, he's from the UK. And it was the middle of winter. And he's like, get the sausage roll, get the tomato soup, dunk the sausage roll in the tomato soup. And that was just divine.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah.
I love when people come over and they just love British, just British things that British people don't expect them to love, I guess. But is there anything else, you fan of Nando's?
Yes, Nando's is good. We had a cheeky Nando's.
First night in, too.
Yeah, it was great. I had a bunch of fun with that. I expected it to be like a fast food joint. Like, I didn't know it was like a nice place. So I was like,
yeah, it's in between. It's like the right like sweet spot. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not like it's not like a fine dining restaurant, but it's like
somewhere in the middle.
But it's kind of like somewhere above like an Applebee's or a Chili's, in the States.
It's posher than it needs to be.
Yeah, but it's quality chicken.
A lot.
It's quality chicken.
It's really good. I was very and like not expensive either for everything. So I was very pleased.
Yeah.
Nice. What's going on downstairs, man?
It sounds like Steven checking drums, probably.
Oh.
He's doing his Tom thing.
Yeah.
You've just had a busload of fresh, hot sausage rolls turn up. That's what that was.
I will leave this interview right now. That's
I'll come with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, stay here.
We're done, right?
There's either that or an elephant just strolled in.
I mean, the production you've put on these shows is wild. I didn't realize the budget was that big.
Elephant.
Yeah, we only have the elephant for one show, though, because we blew our entire budget
on
the elephant.
Yeah.
It was $150,000.
Yeah, and unfortunately, massive casualties. So,
yes, yeah.
We had to nix that from the budget going forward. But
But worth it.
Totally worth it.
But those poor stagehands.
Flattened
stagehands.
Two D text.
It's now
all flat.
Now dubbed Loveless World Tour 2, the flattening.
No.
That's why there's no photo evidence either, because everyone was so shocked and scared that no one's posted
I would just like to be clear, no one was harmed in this fake story that we're telling right now. No, no animals. No animals or no, humans people, were harmed in this fictional story.
Definitely, everyone was harmed in the fake story.
Well, yeah, yeah,
but the story is fake.
But the story is
definitely people were harmed. I would like to declarify. People were definitely harmed, and then clarify that it is a fake story.
Do not mess with make believe elephants.
No,
they
no,
can't
no.
fuck you up.
They will.
They did.
They will
and
fuck you up.
Don't fuck up. Don't mess with like real elephants either.
No.
Like,
yeah, don't do that.
They're sweet little angel babies that will crush you to death because you're being mean.
Yeah, if there's one thing to take away from this conversation, is be nice to elephants. I think that's the
main. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Loveless says be nice to elephants.
There we go. There we go. New merch idea. but despite the craziness of the fake tour, how is these shows being? The actual real tour. Because your first date in the UK here now, and these European shows seem like they've been just awesome time.
No, it's been great. We came out in January and played just like one night in London. And we were like, oh my God, we have to come back. And so being here again and just like seeing the fans, having people like singing like the brand new song that comes out like tonight that like it hasn't been out yet.
And that's tonight.
And they're literally singing it on stage, like, or not on stage. Well, I'm singing it on stage and they're singing it in the audience.
What? How?
Back to me.
Well, because they've heard it from live stuff.
I might have been doing a couple a cheeky leak or two.
Julian has definitely not leaked anything.
Rise Records is listening, I haven't leaked
anything.
And
they listen every week, so
we
had some fans bring blue and green balloons to the Brussels show.
Oh, that was
and
really cool.
And toss those up in the air. That was really fun.
Yeah, because it's blue like Picasso, green like money. Yeah, so that was a fun one. And it's been really great. Berlin was probably one of the highest energy shows we've ever had.
Yeah, that was an incredible show.
Gosh, where did we just play last night? That was also incredible.
Two nights ago?
Brussels. Yeah. Brussels, yes. That's where the balloons were. Yeah, sorry.
That was
my
great
brain
show.
Is literally mush.
It's yeah. Like, you've traveling. You're this, on like, the road. It's all the same after a while.
Yeah, right? If it's not right in front of me, like, I will forget what I'm saying. So
snap. Yeah, yeah. Me too.
When we were in Brussels, and like that was probably the smallest crowd. It was for sure the smallest crowd on tour.
Yeah, it's like 250.
But they had the energy of like, as if there were 800 people in the room. I think if there were 800 people in the room, that would have been too much.
It would have been
everybody
like,
calm down.
It would have been like an elephant stomping through the venue and flattening a whole bunch of people.
Theoretically, if that were to happen.
Not literally.
I like how you've passed off production costs onto the crowd and you're like, oh, can you bring the balloons?
I don't know how that happened, but I kind of want to do it every night.
It wasn't even our idea. It was their idea. Wow. And we were like, cool, but you guys have to clean up the balloons.
That's true. Well, we were just going to like pay the cleaning fee. Yeah. It was like $100. And we're like, sure, fine, whatever. Like, or like we would have paid it. Like we would have just cleaned it up ourselves. Probably. It wasn't that like, it wasn't,
I
like,
would have cleaned up the balloons.
It wasn't that much trash. Like really like, but everyone just cleaned up after themselves. So
nice. They took a really cute photo of themselves with like trash bags and balloon trash. They're like,
so cute.
Rack pack cleaning up their trash.
Yeah. So cute. So we love them a lot for that. It was a great moment.
Thank you.
Nice. Really I like special. The fact that they can be chaotic, but responsibly chaotic.
Always.
I feel like that describes our fan base pretty well.
Yeah. Very respectful. Like very, very much so thinking out, like, you know, looking out for each other, looking out for everyone. Like, I think we're all here for a great time, but we want to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I wanted to mention, really. I mean, when you think about it on the grand scale of things, I mean, Loveless has been going for just shy of like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made such an impact with people where there's a whole community of a fan base that I feel like people don't normally get unless they're like a decade into doing this or longer, you know, like a legacy act. But you've already gained that representation with people. And I know people who have literally been traveling from you all across this tour already. And it's like quite wild to think. I mean, is it just crazy to see like the little things of this band and how much is connected with people in such a short period of time?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's unreal. I mean, we've all been a part of projects like before this that like have, you know, had their own successes and their own things, but like this is unlike anything that's ever happened to either of us or to, you know, to any of us. So it's really incredible, and we don't take it for granted.
Not at all. And it is a testament to the music, but it's also a testament to the fans themselves. I mean, they created that community within themselves and you know, joined forces, and it's really beautiful to see.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do posting and even playing shows, like ultimately people have to decide for themselves, you know, do I want to be part of this? And I think people have really banded together and decided that. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as you said, you've been both being a part of different things and being like in the industry for years and stuff, but Loveless seems to have exceeded all that to a new level of just getting that attention and honing on it with that connectivity. I mean, is there anything in particular that you've really been able to hone in on this time that you think has worked well than others? Or do you think it's just a case of like being in the industry for so long that you know what you want to do, you know what you don't want to do, and you have a bit more freedom with this band maybe than anything you've done before privately?
I mean, I guess a bit of both. Like some of it, I think some of it's just like dumb luck, you know? Like I think obviously like everyone works really hard. I'd like to believe that we are really able to kind of like, what makes us stand out is that we know that we know a lot, but we know that we don't know everything.
Mm.
And knowing a lot means that I know how little I know. Like I know enough to know that I know very little. That was a long way to get to that sentence. That took me, I took three detours to get there.
Right. Yeah, you got there.
But we got there in the end. And ultimately, that's the Loveless motto, is we'll get there in the end. You know, we're not rushing to do anything. And it's actually kind of ironic that the virality of the covers kind of like put us in this position. But like we don't play the covers live. Like we just focus on the original music. And people still show up to the shows, whether that's because they don't know or what, I can't tell you. But
I mean, I literally saw somebody in the crowd at Brussels the other day. The person that was yelling for one of the covers, and then we were like, we don't play covers, and they went, oh, and then we were like, but we're gonna play this song, one of ours, and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
or we had another person say, you know, play this cover, and we're like, we don't play that one, and they're like, oh, play Sun.
Yeah,
like,
oh, exactly.
Wait, shoot, that's an original, but we don't play.
We're also not playing Sun Live anymore either. Yeah.
Not because we refuse to. Maybe we'll add it to the next tour we do.
That'd I mean, we do play it in the
VIP, but it would be nice to add it back to the shit.
Yeah. Well, and I think something that is different for maybe both of us in this project as opposed to like past project is like our dynamic and how we work together. I mean, it's there's less cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so it makes it easier to get ideas where they need to go, not where somebody wants them to go.
Yeah. Having like five people be like, well, I didn't get to write on this song, so I'm going to add a guitar part. And it's like,
the song doesn't need a guitar part.
Like, we have like 800 layers of guitar. Do we need 801 layers?
Yeah.
Just so you can get the 5% that you really want? Like,
yeah.
We'll just give you the 5%.
Yeah. So that, you know, I mean, this project before Loveless, I mean, it started with Julian and I and two other people writing together a different project with a different name, a different style. But the reason that Julian left and that I ended up going along and working with him is because of the way that our dynamic was, as opposed to the way that those other people wrote and the situation and how that was. So I think that's definitely benefited our success.
How do you guys go about writing? Is it just one of you comes up with an idea and then sends to the other? And then
pretty much, yeah. You know, I'll start with like a demo kind of idea of something. I'll do all the basics, like just like crafting the idea, and then you know, send it off to Dylan, and he'll get in the studio and track, like, you know, the proper. Because I'm noodling. I'm not really a guitar player. I can play, but I'm not like, I don't have like the swag. So we always kind of like, and we have Steven actually. We had Steven drum on it. That's a new thing for the new record.
Steven play like 2/3 of the drums.
Yeah, you still drummed on all the singles that we've released so far.
Six songs,
But
yeah,
there's some new singles coming out that Steven's been working on. So we have Nick Morozov, our like kind of secret fourth member. It's just like I don't know. It is a communal process. It all kind of starts in my bedroom, and like I write the lyrics, but like from there, like I'm much less precious about how it all goes together.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. I love it. And especially seeing how fast you guys get stuff out as well. I mean,
we try.
There's no wait in between records and stuff. I don't know if that's more of a take on how the industry is these days. You just need to be on top of things. But yeah, there's not being a long wait for a batch of songs in UK. Well,
it is part of that, but it's also partially just we can't stop writing.
Yeah. Like, if anything, we had to slow down for a while because no music was being released right when we signed our deal, because like, still paperwork and things to get handled. And like, obviously you can't just like sign a thing and immediately be like, here's a record, put it out. Like, so it's taken us a couple months to kind of, to get us where we were. So like now we have like, we're delivering this album now. And it's like one of those things where I don't know if I've actually announced that yet. So this is announced on here. We're kind of delivering our album now to our label. And it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, now this is like really happening. So like that's why like the singles are coming out now, and it's going to be a pretty consistent launch. It's just because it took us like almost a year between our last release and this one. So I'm really glad that we're like,
yeah.
And that's the longest it had ever been since releases the start of the release. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. He's still waiting for a new Glassdoor album. So he's
you and me both.
I saw them in Brooklyn. It was so good. I saw them at a venue called Warsaw. Nice. It was so
love
brilliant.
That venue. Love that band.
Oh, so good.
Tell
so
me
good.
About it. Yeah. We're trying to get,
yeah. He said he come, but
he said he's coming. Daryl said he's coming, but yeah, we're still waiting on him.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's my Glassdoor, probably my favorite band. I think. What a fucking one. Oh, I love him absolutely. Yeah, I'm just
he's
can't get. See, what's else? Otherwise, I'll just be talking about Glassdoor.
He's just staring off into the distance. Yeah.
Me too. Now I'm thinking about like how good they sounded live. Like, it's a really impressive. As someone who had not really been familiar with their music before that, I saw them like last year, and I was like, whoa.
But they used to be fucking chaos on stage.
Oh yeah.
Oh, now they're tight as hell. Now they're really just a solid band.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, I mean, they're probably all
musicians.
Yeah, they're probably all dads now.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, back in the day when they had two guitarists and stuff, like, yeah.
Just like hurting each other on stage.
just chaos. Just looked like chaos all the time, and Daryl was leaping about, and yeah, fantastic. Now he stands a bit more. I don't want to. Yeah, if you're listening to this, I'm not slagging you off. I'm very, very sorry.
Let's be on. Yeah, rewind.
Yeah, that's me too.
I love both Daryls.
Well, welcome to the interview about Glassjaw with Loveless. Yeah.
Hey, what do you guys think of Head Automatica?
I will say, speaking to the standing, I've noticed that I jump around so much that one, I'll be out of breath, so I have to just like that sucks. I'm just like, oh shit, I need to stop jumping around for this next song so I can actually sing it. But then two, like, it's hard for people to film it for like videos and TikToks, and like, I've been having a lot of trouble like making content on tour, and it's because like none of our videographers can get a shot because I'm just like, oh, he's going like, oh, he's over there. Like, I can't finish a sentence without like playing to the whole crowd,
just constantly twerking.
There's also some twerking now, which is a new development. Nice. It's not good twerking, but I'm trying my best.
You should do, maybe you should do a TikTok post of like content that didn't work. So like bits of you just being in shot for a second and just be like, I couldn't catch it. So it's just all bits of just like the worst bits you've got. Just
shots of my back.
yeah, anything. Yeah. How not to film a TikTok.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Hey. Why does that one go viral?
Yeah. You know? Yes, that's free.
There you go.
On that same mindset of stuff, like just talking about wild stage performances, has there been any stage mishaps with you guys or things in the past that you've seen and gone, oof, that was a close call? Or
oh yeah, all the time. I mean, just the other day, our photographer accidentally stepped on our like kill switch and just paused the whole show. So we were still going.
So now we put very, very vibrant yellow tape on and around the kill switch. It's very sensitive.
So that we don't engage
the kill switch. Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah.
You like what I did there?
Boo. Boo. No, I actually loved it.
Oh, it's a good thing you've done that because it's the end of heartache then.
Yes. I'm going to leave this interview.
Me too.
I don't actually remember any songs. I just love that band.
I'm so sorry about this, guys. I thought this was going to be fun for you.
Yeah, and I thought this was going to be a great time, but what a disaster.
Yeah. And there's been some close calls. We've almost run into each other a bunch, but we have pretty decent spatial awareness.
Yeah. Usually we'll like bump into each other's like backs and stuff. Like I think once I slammed my hand on a guitar, and like that was not great, but like I don't think I even bled, or if I did, it was fine.
I took a guitar to the head once, just
for fun.
Yeah.
Just try it out.
Yeah. And then drove home. It was 3 hours of just it curling. It was horrible.
That fucking
skin,
sucks.
Blood everywhere.
Mm. Yeah, I've had that with a base headstock before. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, the hospital. When I got to the hospital, eventually they were like, "How long ago did you do this?" And I was like, "Oh, I did it in London." They were like, "What? Today?" I was like, "Yeah." So like, I drove like 3 hours. So it happened. It must have been 2 hours after we left the show. Took 3 hours to get home. So it was like 5 hours after it happened. I get back. It's all like dried blood and looks like crispy bacon.
And you're like, "Oh, I should probably go get this looked at."
And then then the nurse was like, "How long has it been?" And I was like, "Well, it's been about 6 hours now, I suppose." Really? And she's like, "Oh, that is fucking gross." I was like, "I don't think you meant to say that."
I like how the story started with it being 3 hours later, and then it was 5 hours later, and then 6 hours.
Well, no, okay, no, I calculated.
I'm just fucking with you.
2 hours after the show, that's 5 hours. By the time you wait for a doctor, it's that's 6 hours.
I know. No,
I just added the math in my. I calculated waiting room.
On my own podcast. Oh, come in again.
This is sapping into your math class.
Yeah.
I didn't even graduate from high school. It's fine. Your math is better than mine.
Yeah, I didn't eat
arithmetic. Math, so. More like a this dick. Sorry. Can I say that? It's a podcast.
Yeah,
it's anything I want.
Yeah. No, not any, well, not, you, no. You can curse. You can swear.
Yeah.
Why? What do you want to say? You were like, not anything. And I was
I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about the drama with Matty Healy and all that. I was just thinking about can't say anything.
What's going on?
He doesn't like.
Number one, I don't like him.
No.
Number two, what's going on?
No, yeah.
What's he done?
He said a bunch of weird shit on a podcast because people were like, "Oh, you can say whatever you want."
He said weird, like, racist stuff. Okay. Not weird, racist.
Oh, okay, silly fucker.
Yeah. And then with the guys that he was being satirical, and then he also Sig Heiled on stage.
Oh, that was a weird one.
And did like the whole goose step too. Like, yeah, it's bad, man. It's real bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Try not to see Kyle.
It's really easy to try not to do it. You just don't.
You know, I actually pretty early on in our stage show, I developed this like raccoon hands thing because like early on in our show, like I saw a photo that Hunter, our old photographer, had taken like on our very first tour of me just. Kind of looked like a seagull, and I was like, "Oh,
no!"
And I was like, "So, like, pretty left early hand, on, I started doing like, give me this, give me that," and like, and people were like, "Oh, yeah, that looks like he's like doing like grabby raccoon hands," and so like that became my thing. But that literally stems from me being like terrified that my thing might get misinterpreted as anything.
Matt Ely's just throwing it out there.
No, he's just doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, that's what that's about, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, now
he's dressing like a.
Yeah,
it's just like a Tory.
Yeah, that was a very strange photo.
He looks like Nigel Farage's son.
He does.
That's fucking mad. But yeah, and part of me thought, oh, he's going to look like that in a couple of years when whatever comes out about him and he has to go to court.
Oh. Allegedly. Like, to say all of us,
allegedly.
Wink. Anyway, moving on very fastly.
Very hastily moving on.
Go, go, go.
One thing I did want to ask you. It's a bit of a stupid question, right?
Yes.
But obviously,
I love those.
Who's your favorite Nazi?
The fuck?
Wow! You've linked it all together perfectly.
Allegedly. Anyway, over the last 3 years, obviously, there's been some really cool stuff that has happened. But I was wondering, off the top of my head, some of the things I've seen is obviously people getting the broken heart tattooed and stuff on them. That must be crazy. But also, you had a micro pig named after you. So that's weird as well.
Oh, yes. I don't think it's a micro pig. I think that's just a baby.
I think it's a baby pig.
Wow.
Yeah. That they will eat one day. But not, that's the thing about a farm. You think about it and you're like, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Like eventually they,
but I mean, we're honored.
I am very honored that they would eat me. Apparently they love the pig very much.
Well,
so
there we go. Yeah.
If you love it, let it go.
Yeah, into your, let it go. Don't your, fucking kill
into
it.
Into your stomach.
Yeah. Into the smoker.
If you love it, let it go with some nice salad.
It's a good thing I don't eat pork because
I would love to eat us.
That's the thing. It's like if I were offered, if they were like, hey, we want you to come to the farm and eat the pig named after your band, I feel like I would have to.
Maybe they don't eat the pigs. Maybe I'm wrong. I think they do eat the pigs.
Seems likely, doesn't
it? I hope that pig lives a long, long life.
Yeah, we'll go eat it in 5-10 years.
And then it
dies of natural causes.
Pig talk. You should definitely get a pig in for some sort of content as well.
I mean, that's kind of what it was. We got tagged in a video.
We should go take a picture with that pig. We should do a photo shoot with
the pig, though. Yeah.
I wonder if you could rent a pig in every city in Britain.
Well, I don't want to rent a pig.
We want to go meet Loveless the pig.
One at every gig. I'm thinking for the rest of the show.
I don't think that pigs should come to our show because I feel like the level and the lights would like damage their old factories.
Earmuffs.
And sunglasses.
Yes. A little pig. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. This is going to make me cry. A little pig, but he's got like earmuffs and he's got sunglasses. That's the cutest. That's the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I've noticed you cared more about the pigs than you did the elephant, the make-believe elephant.
That elephant was fictional.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
This pig is real. The fictional elephant in the room.
This is really descended into nuts. Yeah,
It's warm in here. I could use a beer.
They got a Peroni right there.
Nah, I'm gonna wait till after the
0%. So stay. Yeah, like,
I mean, that's good for me. I don't drink on stage. But the bubbles would mess me up. To be honest.
I don't really understand it. I don't understand 0%.
Some people just like the taste of beer. I mean, I had a friend back in the day who loved beer, but he can't drink.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic. But he loves the taste of beer and he drinks 0%
I've heard 0%. It smells him. He doesn't drink them anymore, but he'll smell the beer.
I do that with coffee. I haven't drank caffeine in over a decade. And Steven, our drummer, we're roommates and he'll make coffee in the morning. I'm like, hey, can I just get a whiff of that? And I'll just smell the coffee and I'm like, that actually kind of worked. I don't know if it's just like a subconscious thing, but like I feel like it actually wakes me up.
Nice. I think the smell though, like it's like that's the ritual of coffee almost more than the actual act of it.
It just like triggers a something in your subconscious.
ID.
Nice.
All right. Anything else that was actually planned?
Stream Picasso. Come see us. On this tour is probably over by the time this comes out. So fuck that. Don't see us on show on tour.
You missed it. You pricks. Where were you?
Where were you?
Stream Picasso.
Stream Picasso. Maybe there'll be a new song out or announced by the time this comes out. So if there's a new song that we're leaking, then you should go pre-save that. Otherwise, we love you so much. Thanks. We've been loveless.
Lovely.
And we
love
you.
Thank you very much. This is being funny, chaotic, and beautiful at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Watch out for fictional elephants.
Yeah, they'll get you. They won't.
They won't, yeah.
But they might do.
Or will they?
Or will they?
In your mind.
I was going to say in your dreams, but then that's scary.
Hours and minutes in between.
This turned into like an elephant / Freddy Krueger like combo kind of thing. And I don't like it.
I love that we were like signing off and now we're just running through.
Mom, I'm scared.
Keep going.
Can you come pick me up?
All right.
Cut there for God's sake, otherwise we won't stop.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to Sapping Podcast!
Yes!
Woo! Woo! Aye, 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 aye!
Yes, that was the absolutely lovely Julian and Dylan of Loveless. Absolutely top chaps. What a great time. Wasn't sure how it was going to go, to be honest. Ended up being absolutely fucking perfect. So thank you very much again to Loveless, their team, their tour manager. He came out and greeted us and found us and got us in. That was lovely. Lovely to see Tristan as well. Nobody was expecting the Merthyr Tydfil connection with Loveless. No, but no. There it was. There it bloody was. And hopefully we will get Tristan and the boys from Florence Black on very, very soon as they have a new album out. And they're ripping.
It's rocking. Rocking it is, but
rocking.
Rocking rock Bob with a 12. Rolling.
Oh, it's rolling, but it's certainly rolling. What does that mean, like?
I don't know.
I just realised how mad that rock and roll. What do they mean rock as in the motion?
What are we rolling?
How have I never thought about this before? What's rolling and what's rocking? Like, we are rocking side to side. Rolling, obviously, keep rolling.
Yeah,
they named that after the Limp Bizkit song, which became
in the future.
No,
it was just rocking.
I think you find Rolling is the actual first rock and roll song. And started from there.
But we had a wonderful time with Loveless. I love when we get to meet these bands and just go into a room with them. They have no idea what to expect, and we just put up the chaos tenfold. And just have a good laugh and talk about stuff they're probably never going to mention in other interviews.
Yes, and we were in the world's hottest dressing room that was getting hotter by the minute as well somehow.
Very, very sweaty. Very, very sweaty. So,
yeah.
That's them in.
It was as if downstairs in the venue, they'd focus all of the lights in the venue just onto the floor. The ceiling of the venue, which was the floor we were doing the room in, they must have been sending intense heat into that room because it just got sweatier. Or it could have been just that I was so attracted to the Loveless guys, I couldn't help it than to get my sweat on.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, either of those things are a real possibility these days.
Little column B,
yes. But go and check out their new single, Picasso. It's available to stream right now. Very, very catchy chorus. So, you know, if you expect, just a warning, it's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. And we want to give a massive thank you to Anna and Phoebe for sorting this out. And a shout out to the photographer, Matt Higgs, who took some lovely photos of us with the guys that we're going to be putting up on our social media pages at Sapling Pod. So go and give us a follow on there to see all of us being very, very happy that we've met each other.
Aww. Yes. It does look like we have joined the band.
I'm taking it that we have. I want 5% of all royalties going forward now. Thank you.
Fucking hell, only 5, you man. Hey, Loveless, if you listen to this, I'll join your band. Tidy, there you go. Yeah. That's that done.
Happy days. What have you been up to this week? Any other mad shenanigans or things? We haven't got anything planned for this. I'm just like freeborn.
What have I been up to? I've been doing black at work, trying to sort everything that needs to be sorted for the tour for that. That's strenuous. Apparently all foreign bands, it just sounds like I'm going to go on a rant, doesn't it? Fucking foreign bands, right? Coming over here, they want more money than ever, right? You can't blame them because everything costs fucking more over here because idiots voted for Brexit like dumb cunts. Bands from far away want absolutely insane money. So yeah, just finalizing all that now.
Well, I saw flyers for the Black Ops Manchester show in February going around when I was up there for
good.
Both the football and to see Funeral for a Friend. That was a good day.
What? Oh, I thought you said the flyers were at the football then. I was like, what the fuck?
That'd be great. Imagine that.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be the last thing. Me and Snoz would want. Manchester United fans turning up. That'd be horrible. But yes, so I've announced. So basically, 28th of October, Raiders are playing in Bridgewater in the southwest of England at a place called Cobblestones. It's called the Satanic Soiree. They're going to have fire breathers. They're going to have scantily clad girls also breathing fire. I'm going to be there, all probably covered in fire. November the 6th, Raiders are supporting Finch in a tram shed. Please come to that. That's going to be good. And then, what else do I have coming up? November the 15th, I've been invited to be part of a comedy panel show that is taking part in the Pleasance Theatre in London, which is a fucking absolute dream, really, because, number one, I never thought I'd get to do anything at the Pleasance Theatre. Probably wouldn't even be allowed in as a punter. And now I'll be a performer. Oh, I'm just talking bollocks, isn't it? But yeah, check that out. That's with the Comedy Arcade, Vic Slayton. She's fantastic. Check that out. So that's November the 15th. Then I might also be sorting out a birthday party for myself that I think people should attend.
Throwing your own birthday party?
I've got to. Because otherwise people will put the real age
smart.
On the poster. And yeah. I don't want that. So if you want to come to my 30th birthday party, for the first time that'll be my 30th birthday party, come to... Oh, I nearly said what the fuck was going on there. Hey! I haven't even booked it yet. I've literally got to go after this and book it.
Keep an eye on stuff.
Keep it mad.
Two very quick things from me. A random sentence. I was in Nando's eating, as you do, and Dashboard Confessional walked in and placed a takeaway order. So that was
all of them. Dashboard Confessional. It's 62 people in Dashboard Confessional.
All of them came, and I was like, I'd love to go and say hi and remind Chris about us, but yeah. I mean, I've eaten. I didn't think he'd appreciate a mouth.
Yeah,
like,
you covered in sauce covered in and chicken. Yeah, fucking spitting chicken. Oh, fellas, happening? Do you remember shouting at me? Remember when the one fucking horse made you feel super awkward because he fucking finds you too attractive? Remember that, but? Well, guess what? It might be happening again. Yay, this weekend, we're going to go see Funeral for a Friend, Dashboard Confessional, and Dream State in Cardiff.
Fingers crossed. And as soon as we finish recording this and I edit and put it all together, I'm off to the London to see the Blink-182s.
Sorry, bud. Find out about fucking aliens or whatever.
That's the mission. Keep up to date with everything we got going on and just insights into our life at Sapping Pod. Instagram, the app formerly known as Twitter, and our private social individual ones, because, you know, we're always like a laugh. But before we go, a reminder, support us with our Patreon page, patreon.com/sapmin. If you head to the description of this episode, there's loads of names there of beautiful people that we thank. But as always, Sean's going to give a mahoosive shout out to the elite members of our Patreon community. Those are the ones in the top tiers.
I don't think you can describe people as beautiful people anymore.
Well, they're just... Okay, they are gorgeous humans.
Nice. The gorgeous humans. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwaway, Janelle Casson, Paul Hirschfield, Tony Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Natasha Morris, Emma Barber, Mitch Perry, Nathan Croshaw, Nathan White, Amy Louise, Alexandra Pemblinden, Kat Besant, Molly Malloy, James Bowerbank, Jonathan Gutierrez. Yes, thank you very much for joining, brother. I still haven't managed to find a coffee bean crusher. That's not what they're called, is it? What are they called? Bean. He sent me some lovely coffee. It smells incredible, but I haven't got a thing to crush the beans. I messaged him. He said, I once used a hammer. I'm not going to try that, but thank you very much, Jonathan Gutierrez, Jenny Robson, Murray Greenwood, Scott Jones, Amy Dawson, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Stephen Aston, Caroline Robson, Kate Puttack, Martina McManus, Louis Cook, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, Jason Aredia, Jordan Emma, M. Evans Roberts, Craig Harris, Evan, Sean Foynes, Vicky, Emily Perry, Adam King of the Goths Parslow, Kalila Keane. Also go and watch Adam King of the Goths Parslow's band supporting Kids in Glass Houses on tour now, I think, is it? It's any second, isn't it?
This weekend, Glasgow on Sunday, and then throughout the UK for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so make sure you get there early to watch the Nightmares. They are fucking lovely. Thank you very much, Kalila Keane, Ollie Ainsbury. Josh, did you hear about the town that legalised weed but banned alcohol? The residents were left high and dry crisp. Thank you very much, Kyle David Smith, last by no means least, Connor Lewins and family. Thank you to all of those humans. You are tip fucking top. And they are also the reason you are listening to this right fucking now. So
yes,
get involved, yes, patreon.com/sapnet.
Patreon Zoom Halloween party happening at the end of the month. Get involved with that as well. And of course, we'll be back next week and every Friday with very special guests to make you laugh and have a wild time in between. So thank you for listening and we'll see you then.
I also forgot, November the 26th, there is a wrestling event at Merthyr Tydfil Leisure Centre called the Children of the Night. Children of the Night by Attack Pro Wrestling, which is Mark Andrews, former WWE, Wild Boar, former WWE, and many more. And that's going to be fantastic. And I want to be involved. So,
well, they've made that for a song, so you should be fighting someone, surely.
You'd think I wouldn't. I give him permission to use the name of the song. I didn't give him permission to use absolutely every bit of the artwork. So someone's getting a fucking idea.
Hey.
I kissed my gun then. That's what that kiss noise was, just in case anyone's wondering. I can't see this. Sapnin! Why did I sound like an old drunk fucking Sapnin? Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.